Can I start an online business with no money and no experience? It's a big question, but one that many aspiring entrepreneurs ask, because it is normally the two biggest things that put people off actually going after the online business that they want to start, because they feel like they're underqualified and they don't have the experience to take action to build this into something really great. And secondly, they feel like they need loads of money to invest to actually start. I get messages all the time on my LinkedIn from potential clients who are thinking about starting online business, but they're really scared because they feel like they don't know what they're doing and they're worried that they don't have the funds to invest in whatever it is that they might want to build. Now, in case we haven't met, my name is Sophie. I'm an online business coach and strategist, and I first started working in the online business world in 2020 after leaving a corporate career in the fashion industry when I was working for some of the world's biggest brands, including Ralph Lauren, Burberry, and Kate Spade. I went from managing a £380 million business for these brands to scaling down business strategies that were working for startup and solopreneurs. I've built six online businesses, and I've tried pretty much every online business model that you could think of. So I feel pretty well versed to be asking, to be answering these questions. So can you start an online business with no money and no experience? My answer is going to be yes. And let me explain why. So let's tackle the experience piece first, because what I want you to understand, if you are currently working in a 9-to-5 or you've been job hopping, I don't know, whatever your situation is, the reality is you have experience from whatever it is that you've been doing in the past. Now, even if you are, I don't know, working in a restaurant and you are taking orders and you are doing customer service every single day, that in itself is experience. Or maybe you're working in an office, doing some admin, you are managing other people's calendars, you're doing personal assistant work. That is also experience. To say that you don't have experience isn't true, because you've got loads of experiences in whatever job it is that you've done before. Even if you've been coming out of university and you're a student right now, you've probably got experience working in teams, presenting. You probably play a role in whatever course it is that you're currently participating in. So you also have some level of experience. Now, what you need to do is identify the experiences that you've got in whatever it is, whatever your current circumstances are, and look for unique skills within those experiences that you possess. Because those skills and those experiences are most likely transferable into you starting your own online business in some way, some shape, or some form. Now, I'm not going to say that, you know, you're doing customer service in a restaurant right now and you're going to directly transfer that and build your own restaurant and do the customer service in your own business there. That's not what I'm talking about. But those skill sets that you've got, so talking to people, placing orders, probably doing some kind of maths because you're having to do calculations of like who took what, all of the things, that is what is transferable. They are probably hard and soft skills that you can take and transfer into whatever online business it is that you want to start. Now, this is actually how I would suggest that you do build an online business, is look at the existing skills and passions and experiences that you already have, because it's going to be so much easier to create something from something that already exists than go and try and train yourself and gain the experience in something new. From my personal experiences, all of the best businesses are born from a place of already understanding some kind of comprehension around what it is that you're about to go and do. So if you can find those skills and transfer them over into something new, yes, you do have experience, and don't tell me that you don't have the experience to go and start something new, because you absolutely do. It's just about how you use it and how you transfer that. Something that I see all the time, and I would argue that this is actually just a layer of procrastination for someone not taking the action of doing something they want to do out of fear, is that people making the excuse of, I don't have the experience, so I need to go and train myself on X, Y, Z before I can start. Now, the reality is many people will never actually go and train themselves on these things that they say they're going to do, in which case they never actually take the action to start their own thing because they feel like they're lacking in some way. They feel like they're lacking in that experience. Now, in my opinion, that is just an excuse. That is just procrastination. It's actually just fear. You are going to come up with so many different excuses to stop yourself starting, because your subconscious programming is telling you that you shouldn't do it because the unknown is scary. So if you're someone that right now is like, I can't take action because I don't know X, Y, Z, whatever that might be, maybe you don't know how to market a business, maybe you don't know how to sell, maybe you don't know how to do the techie stuff online, they're all just excuses. Because you can find ways to make those things happen. You don't need to learn before you do. Actually, part of entrepreneurship is learning whilst you're going along. And you going away and learning something is actually just taking time away from you taking action, because you could be taking action and learn the step, like get to the first point before you decide that you don't actually know how to do it. Because nowadays we have so much access to information. We've got AI, we've got the internet. We can literally Google anything or ask AI anything, and it's going to walk us through step by step. So to say that you need to go and learn something and gain the experience in something before you take action, it's literally just a distraction. So yes, you can start a business with no experience, because you have experiences from your previous situation, whatever that looks like, work, university, school. You have skills that can be transferred into your business. And yes, you probably do need to learn loads of things along the way. Most people that go into entrepreneurship don't have experience in entrepreneurship. They probably came out of a corporate job and are starting something new. They probably came out of university and decided to build something of their own because they felt like the corporate world wasn't for them. Nobody's got experience in business when you first start out. So yes, you can absolutely go into it with no experience. You just need to learn how to pivot the things that you've already got under your belt and move those into something of building on your own. Now, the second question. Now, if you need some help trying to figure out how to pivot all of your existing skills, your experiences, and your passions into building an online business of your own, because you're like, how on earth is this transferable? I'm hosting a free live masterclass, a free live training on the 2nd of June, 2026. It is the Freedom Business Bootcamp, and I'm going to help you start a business in 72 hours by figuring out which online business you can start by transferring your existing skills, your existing passions, and building it into something that actually helps you become your own boss. In the training, we are going to be looking at which online business is going to be right for you, which offer to start building, who you're building it for. And then I'm going to give you a 3-day action plan so you can actually start your business in 72 hours and stop procrastinating thinking you don't have enough experience. Come and join me in that masterclass on the 2nd of June. If you're watching this after the 2nd of June, you can still register for the masterclass and you will get a play black. Now let's talk about point number 2. Do you need money to start an online business? This is something that I literally had a conversation about in my DMs a few days ago. And I'm not going to sit here and say, no, you don't need any money. Because in some cases, you do need to pay for tools. You need to pay for business registration. You're going to need to pay for some kind of web hosting setup or subscription of AI. But do you need a lot of money to start a business? No.
I'm going to interrupt this episode for 40 seconds to ask you a very quick question. If you're running an e-commerce business right now, are you using email marketing? If not, you're missing big opportunities in your current sales funnel, because email is one of the fastest ways to get in front of your ideal customers directly to increase sales in your e-commerce business. And email marketing tools like today's show sponsor, Omnisend, have literally been set up to help you sell more easily. Omnisend is trusted by 150,000 plus brands. They're 4.8 star reviews on Shopify and 24/7 human support. On average, Omnisend customers are making $79 for every $1 spent, making it one of the highest return on investments in marketing. If this has made you realize you need to get started with email marketing, or you're looking for a new email marketing tool to migrate to, Omnisend will handle this free of charge in just 5 days for paid plan users. Check out Omnisend at the link in the show notes and use code ITSSOPHIEBIGGERSTAR for an exclusive listener discount. Now back to the episode.
I've worked with founders who have bootstrapped everything. I personally bootstrapped most of my businesses. And I would say even if you have $100, $200, up to $500 to invest in starting something, that's a really great starting point. Now, you can start completely for free, but probably at some point you're going to want to invest a little bit of money into starting something. But it is possible to bootstrap from day one. So if starting a business because you don't have the money to invest is putting you off, you could look at business models that actually don't cost a lot to run. So if, for example, if you are creating a business based off of your skills and you are offering a service-based business, really the only overheads that you're going to have is maybe some web hosting, maybe a subscription to a service that's going to help you provide the service that you're offering, and then maybe some business registration costs. It is a very low cost entry point to starting an online business. Whereas if, for example, you want to go and start an e-commerce business, that has a much higher overhead because you need to invest in product, fulfillment, logistics, all of those things, packaging. If you haven't got a lot of money to start a business, I probably wouldn't suggest you go down the e-commerce route. I would suggest you look at things like digital products and service business providing, because they are really low cost entry points into the online business world. So do you need money to start an online business? Yes, with an asterisk, because it's not a huge investment when you first start out. Obviously, as your business grows, as you start making money, you can then invest as much money as you want or need into that business. But when you're first starting out, it's really not necessary. You can start a business with less than $100. So if this has given you some reassurance today that you can start a business without any experience and with very little money, make sure you come and join me on June 2nd in the Freedom Business Bootcamp, and I will teach you and give you the action plan for your next steps to starting your very own online business. You can join the bootcamp now by the link in the show notes. Stop procrastinating because you think these two things are going to hold you back, and let's start taking action to build your dream freedom online business. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Freedom Method Podcast. If you enjoyed this and you found it helpful, please like and subscribe on your chosen podcasting platform, and I will see you next time.
That's a wrap on today's episode of the Freedom Method Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If this episode helped you think differently about how to build an online business, gave you the push you needed to leave your corporate job, or just reminded you that a freedom lifestyle business is genuinely possible, I want to hear about it. Find me on Instagram or LinkedIn at It's Sophie Biggerstaff and tell me what landed for you. All the links on how to work with me are in the show notes. And if this episode spoke to you, please subscribe and share it with someone you know who's dreaming of something more. I'll see you next time.